USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending new sanctions on Russia, the U.S. imposing the sanctions on Moscow for cyber hacks and attempted election interference.
I've also signed an executive order authorizing new measures, including sanctions to address specific harmful actions that Russia has taken against U.S. interests.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will move to closing arguments next week. Judge Peter Cahill addressing the jury after both sides finished presenting evidence.
Next step for you is to listen to closing arguments and then retire for deliberations. That'll occur on Monday.
Chauvin himself choosing not to testify in the case where he's accused of killing George Floyd. Arizona, the latest state to legalize sports gambling, with Republican Governor Doug Ducey signing the bill today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is applauding the plan by President Biden to remove U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The safety of our troops and the security of the American people must be our priority.
The withdrawal of roughly 3,000 remaining troops in Afghanistan will start on May 1st and should end by early September. Democrats on Capitol Hill introducing a bill that would pack the Supreme Court, adding 4 members and saying we must get more liberal justices. Reaction to that from House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy.
This just goes to show how far the Democrat Party has moved. There almost are no longer common sense or moderate Democrats elected. Even Joe Biden in the past was opposed to this. Those Democrats in the Supreme Court were opposed to this. Because what this simply does is, it's about control. It's overtaking a branch of government simply to have your control over a nation.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, some states are taking action.
The Department of Health and Human Services is reportedly spending about $60 million a week to care for unaccompanied minors crossing the southern border. Federal officials continue to look for more space to house these children, looking to quickly build emergency facilities. Several Republican governors have sent the message that they won't be accepting any illegal immigrants in their states. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is one of those governors. She tells Fox News that she will turn down any request from federal officials to send illegal aliens to South Dakota.
There is always a request made, to the states where the federal government would put the request in and ask. And what I have determined by watching the actions of this president is that he is making America unsafe. These are people that are crossing our border illegally. We do not know who they are. Multiple news sources have told us that we have people on the terrorist watch list that are getting into this country this way, and they're not going to find a place here in South Dakota.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
MasterCard has updated requirements that banks must ensure that pornographic websites must document the age and identity of all people depicted in adult content, as well as those who upload the content. Don Hawkins, CEO of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, hailing MasterCard's new rules, saying MasterCard is setting a standard for the entire payment processing industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.